Next month, in a New York court, a judge will decide if an obese customer can sue a fast food company for selling so many fatty treats. There are always new ones. We asked Day Today's Mike Pesca to investigate.
For all the media attention given to high-profile lawsuits that have so far all been thrown out, what really consumes McDonald's is delighting the taste buds and imaginations of its patrons. McDonald's is learning to live with the lawyers wondering, is fast food the new tobacco? So long as the customers inside the restaurants are wondering, what's a McGriddle? Well, what is a McGriddle? McDonald's buys more advertising than any brand in America. They should be able to explain.
Sizzling sausage or bacon, eggs and cheese, all sandwiched between two warm griddle cakes with a taste of maple syrup baked right in. New McGriddles. Bizarre, but yummy.
All that detail was lost on McDonald's patron Sebo Wilkinson of Brooklyn, who didn't even realize what she was getting into.
The bread thing on it, the one with the M, it's sweet.
It's a pancake, it's not bread.
It's a pancake, yeah?
Yeah, it's a pancake.
Okay, I didn't know that. Just eat because it's good, it's so nice.
And nicely profitable to the folks at McDonald's.
It is driving our breakfast business in a huge way.
Lisa Frick is the director of menu management for McDonald's.
We just reported in June, when we launched the product, our highest breakfast sales month in 13 years.
The McGriddle is the greasy yin to the tangy yang of McDonald's other new dinner menu innovation, salads. John Banzoff finds the whole thing distasteful. Not literally, he's never tried the McGriddle, just philosophically. Banzoff is the George Washington University law professor who is targeting fast food chains with many of the tactics he successfully employed against the tobacco companies.
What I find ironic is that about the same time they introduced the syrup-injected McGriddle grease bomb, they also have set up an advisory council on healthy lifestyles.
Lisa Frick says that McDonald's just wants to meet the public's healthy and not-so-healthy breakfast appetites.
Our breakfast customer is actually one of the broadest customers that we have.
Okay, here's the whole quote.
In terms of age range, gender, ethnicity, a wide range of people. And that is also true for the McGriddle.
The point is that McGriddles, with their more than half a day's worth of total fat, are deliberately being marketed to adults. Because marketing to children is where the fast food industry could be the most vulnerable to lawsuits. One day toys and Happy Meals may seem as inappropriate as candy cigarettes. But on this day, in the recently opened McDonald's in Times Square, young and old, fat and thin alike, were enjoying their McGriddles. Tony Gomez of Queens had to actually augment his, what was the phrase John Banzoff used?
The syrup-injected McGriddle grease bomb.
Right. He had to supplement that with chocolate chip cookies. So you had a McGriddle and you still needed something more sweet?
As it is, I'm a sweet lover, so you know sweet is good for me, so I don't mind the McGriddles.
Do you think the McGriddle itself wasn't sweet enough, or did it just prime you for something even sweeter?
It's just me, because I love chocolate chip cookies for my breakfast time.
The post-structuralist French philosopher Roland Barthes thought that if we look at even a mundane object from many angles, we can discover something about society as a whole. Barth thought that red wine spoke directly to the character of the French people. In a way, so too does the McGriddle offer a comment on our society. We're living through an epidemic. That epidemic might be obesity, or it might be frivolous lawsuits, the jury's still out. But one thing is clear. Tony Gomez, the guy with the chocolate chip cookies, put it best. Do you think the McGriddle says something about us as Americans?
It says that breakfast gotta be sweet.
And as restaurants like McDonald's believe, it's the customer, not the lawyer, who's always right. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.